You're listening to Miles Thurston from True Potential. I'm at the True Potential Autumn Seminar here in London, and I'm joined today by Chris Hind. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Miles.
Chris, how long have you been with TP now?
About 8 months now.
8 months. And where were you before?
I was at Positive Solutions.
At Positive Solutions. Now, Chris, I'm going to talk to you today about the pension transfer process. Talk to me a little bit about that since you've been with us.
Yeah, I find it quite straightforward, actually. And once you get your head around how the replacement analysis form works, I find it quite straightforward. I've had a lot of support from various people that have helped me to put that together. And I can do it quite quickly now.
Okay, when you mean support, head office support?
Yeah, various people, really. Head office support primarily through the analysis team, because I can email them with a little pro forma, the client details, what I'm looking to do, and they'll do most of the research for me.
Okay, so what sort of thing do they need to see up front?
Yeah, they want to know the client details. They want to know fund fact sheets if you've got them, some valuations if you've got them, if you can give them access into the client's information online with the various providers, and then they'll pull off all the relevant information, capital gains calculations, all sorts of things.
And you put that together into a report? You said a report went, a replacement analysis question. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, replacement analysis form. I mean, that's required by compliance, but it's primarily looking at the pros and cons of moving and what the financial implications are on the client and the rationale behind why they might move or not move.
Okay, so you get this all together, you package it up, send it to head office.
Yeah.
And they just give you the thumbs up, thumbs down?
No, they come back to me and they say, this is a replacement analysis form all completed. Here's all your research. Here's the information you need to put in your suitability letter. You need to personalise it, put all the information there that you've already got from the client. And they do a cost breakdown for me, look at all the TERs, the costs of the funds, platform fees or the product charges. And they'll look at advisor fees on there, and they'll do me a breakdown of the whether it's how the financial sort of side of it works out for the client.
Right, and then you just take it to the client and just run through it with the client, yeah?
Yep, and then I can use that as a basis for my conversation with the client. And some of the ones I've done recently, you know, we've saved the clients quite a lot of money. One of them I did recently, we saved them £500 a year just on running costs without the advisor fees.
Brilliant. Okay, Chris, thanks very much for your time.
That's right, take care. Thank you.